Good morning, church. It's May 22nd. We're here. This is sort of awkward for some people. But it's not awkward for people who actually read the Bible and believe it. Do you know what I'm talking about? There was a prediction that we were going to leave the earth yesterday. Now, this puts us into a predicament. If Mr. Camping was right, we were all unsaved and we were left behind. Or he was wrong and he actually ignored a very important verse in the Bible that says, you know not the hour or the time. But now is the time. We're going to take the time to worship here this morning in spirit and in truth. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the ability to be here to sing songs to you, the freedom to be able to voice out our praises to you here. And so, Father God, as we come to you now, Father, we ask that once again you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit, that we can just praise you free and unrestricted to come to you in that way that you want us to come to you, which is in spirit and in truth. So, Father, we're coming now straight to your throne room. In Jesus' name, amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. While you go out with joy, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. While you go out with joy, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you.
before you, there'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands while you go out with joy.
Amen.
You know, God can do some miraculous things with nature if He so chooses to do so. And Jesus said, when He was coming into Jerusalem, He said, hey, if I made these people to stop praising me, the very rocks themselves would cry out. Part of me wants to actually see that happen, huh? Wouldn't that be a sight to see, sight to hear?
In Him we live. I can see His smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. My beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Sits me at his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. Sits me at his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Puts straight past before my feet, his banner over me is love. Puts straight past before my feet, his banner over me is love. He puts straight past before my feet, his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Puts a smile right on my face, his banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face, his banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face, his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Are you secure in that?
Yes.
When you sing that song? I am my beloved's and he is mine. And it's also comforting to know that he puts straight paths before our feet. We know what we can expect from God. He's consistent.
Amen.
And he never tries to trip us up. He has our very best looking out for us.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. His Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion, there's oil and wine in Zion, There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion, there's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thank you.
by a heavy burden. Need the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me and made me
praises sing. Love so mighty and so true bears my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's a master of the sea, billows His will obey. He
He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen.
My glory, praising praises to you, and not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me, and girded me with gladness. To the end, my glory may sing praises to you, and not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever.
March to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We've lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives at the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We sing the high praises of heaven and fight with the sword of the word, to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and God will arise on the wings of our praise and march as a warrior who's mighty and able to save. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentle way. Holy Spirit, have it your way. Have it your way. Hallelujah. 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 Let all that trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, for thou defendest them. Let all that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. Let all that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And we are determined, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. We praise you and thank you today for another day, a wonderful day, a blessed day, a day that you ordained it to be. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. Father, we pray today for the anointing upon the pastors. You will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power. We pray in the name of Jesus. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony. Touch Thomas as he gives the invitation. We pray, Father, touch each and every person today, O Lord, that partake in the prayers, O Lord, for the things around the world. We pray in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. Let it be victory in this body of believers. Let your Holy Spirit move in such a mighty way, we pray, Lord, as we never seen before. Move mightily. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Heavenly Father. We praise you and thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus, for Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, as we are about to receive this offering, Paul was saying to the Philippians, while I was still in Thessalonica, you sent once and again for my needs, not because I desire a gift, but I desire and I like to see fruit on your account. I want to see fruit for your account. And whenever we give to the work of the Lord, whenever we give, we can never outgive him. The more we give, the more it comes. The more we give, the more it comes. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider, for being Jehovah Jireh, for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory. And we want to thank you for blessing this offering, for blessing the finances of this church. And we thank you for putting in the hearts of people all around the world to give for this ministry, to give to the work of the Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Father, we love you, we worship you, we adore you, we bow down before you, and we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory, all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's children said, amen and amen.
Thank you. At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. Are you going to be praising God today, or have you been praising God today? You know, I refuse to be depressed. You know, I have never heard or read in the Bible that God sent depression. Do you know where depression comes from? It comes from the devil. And I'm glad that my Heavenly Father is in control of my life. I'm going to be speaking just a few moments here this morning on the situation with Harold Camping and Family Radio. Now, if you listen and watch the news the last 24 hours, you notice this, that the world was mocking. They were mocking before and said, you know, they're going to have a rapture and so on. This morning, different radio, I've heard CBS coming in, and they simply said, well, yesterday was supposed to be the rapture, nothing happened. And it was a gleeful voice. Let me tell you and the world this. Someday, Jesus is going to come back. He will come back. Now, the Word says, when He was asked, when are you going to come back? He says, no man knows it. I don't know it. The angels do not know it. Only my Father knows it. And so when that happens, we will know when it happened. When you start dropping your clothes and you're airborne, you know something is happening. And somebody slips a robe on you. Now, this is May 22nd. And as I predicted, the staff of Family Radio planned for life after the 21st. The way Family Radio operates is simply this, that they make all programs during the week. They have no live programs on Saturday and Sunday. It's all canned. And so, what you hear now, today and yesterday, is pre-recorded. We'll find out tomorrow. But it simply shows that the staff realized we're not going any place, and so there was the radio program. Family Radio was broadcasting as usual Sunday morning, and it is going to be very interesting to find out what Harold has to say Monday morning. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Revelation chapter 22. It's Revelation, the 22nd chapter. And I'm going to lay down a track record here today that I believe needs to be laid down. It's Revelation chapter 22, and we're going to be looking at the last few verses. Camping is a false teacher. It is time for us in the church to proclaim that this man has done more damage to the Christian church than has been happening in a long time. I will classify Harold Camping in the same class as Joseph Smith, as Charles Russell, and all the others that have been going before Muhammad started Islam. Now, his heresies began years ago. The first was that he simply said there is no such thing as a baptism of the Holy Spirit. He said there is no baptism of the Spirit, there is no gifts, anyone speaking in tongue, I heard him say this, is of the devil. This is when he started to insult the Holy Spirit. In 1988, he proclaimed that the church age had come to an end. There is no place in the Bible where Jesus tells us, the apostle tells us, the prophet tells us that the church age is going to end. There's no place in the Bible. This is man-made doctrine. Then he told people to leave the churches. Millions and millions of listening to family radio have exited from churches because Harold Camping said the churches has been taken over by Satan. And every pastor who is standing up in the pulpit is a servant of the devil. He told pastors, get out, renounce your title, repent, and just go out and stay and wait and listen to me. Harold knows better. Once Harold Camping had a truth, only Harold Camping said that he had a truth and the people to rally around him. He destroyed the Bible by declaring that there is no eternal punishment. Harold did away with hell. Harold did away with a lake of fire. Just a stroke of his pen, he said, you know, well, this is what it says in the Bible. There is no such thing as hell. And millions believed him. Furthermore, he said there's no Antichrist. There's not going to be an Antichrist. There's not going to be any mark of the beast. He took the entire book of Revelation and just wiped it out. He said the book of Revelation is symbolic. Predicting twice the day of Jesus' return, despite the fact that the Bible clearly states that no man knows the day or the hour of the return of Christ. And I want you to listen now. According to the Bible, Harold Camping has violated the Word of God, and his name has been removed from the Book of Life. I know that's a heavy statement. But I want to read right now to you for the book of Revelation, chapter 22. And we read from verse 18. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto thee things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He would testify these things, says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. If you read these words, it is obvious without any shout, without any doubt, that Harold Camping has destroyed much of the Bible. And it's written here, if you do that, he did not do it out of ignorance. He's done it purposely, methodically, intelligently. There's no misunderstanding. And the Word of God says, his name has been removed. He has no hope. He's headed for the lake of fire that he said does not exist. Hell camping is a minister of Satan. Let me have you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. That is 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And I know that some people are cringing right now. And they say, how dare you speak this? We need to speak up what's truth from the Bible. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 13, we read this. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Last night, as I was praying and seeking the Lord, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that this event with Hell Camping Family Radio is not a surprise in heaven. God knew before the creation that Harold Camper will be a false prophet. Family Radio was started by Richard Palmquist. It was started, it's a work of God. And Richard Palmquist told me this, he said, I regret that I allowed Harold Camper to come in. I regret it. The staff at Family Radio are just as guilty as Harold Camping. I know this, that if I would bring out false doctrine in this church, if I would begin to do things here, I know this, my elders would stand up against me and say, this is wrong. The deacons, the deaconesses, the membership, I will not be able to get away with it. Now, any congregation that does not stand up and say this is not right is as guilty as a person bringing out false doctrine. Then I want you to turn to 2 Thessalonians as the closest of the message here. 2 Thessalonians. The damage that is done is several. Number one, the world has made us a laughing stock. Secondly, the secular people are going to believe there is no second coming of Christ. They have been inoculated with a vaccine and they have been becoming cold. And thirdly, it's going to destroy the finances. Because a lot of people are going to say, I don't want to give to churches, to ministries. Look what Harold Camping did. The old hypocrites. It's going to take us years to overcome this. The people who believed and followed him, the people that gave away their savings, that traveled, they gave up their jobs, they resigned from their jobs, they quit their jobs, sold their homes, maxed out their credit cards, are also guilty. Let me read to you here from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in him, in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Notice it on your Bible. If you don't receive the truth to be saved, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you have the Bible and you reject the truth in the Bible, God will send strong delusion. And this is what happened to the people that followed Harold Camping. Strong delusion. They believed so much that they sold their houses, gave a lot of money to Harold Camping and his organization. They quit their jobs. They went out of college. They stopped their education. They took out their life savings. And they went out to tell the lie that Jesus was coming back on the 21st. And today, they are shattered. Are they lost? Unless they deny the word of God and repeated the lies of Camping. But if they didn't do that, they can repent and seek the Lord. It's a tragedy for the children. Even the children's program on family radio was tweaked to talk about the 21st. What are you going to tell the children this week? If you are affiliated with family radio and you're watching this, in any way, I urge you to repent, ask God for forgiveness, and get out of that situation. And join a Bible-teaching church and begin to grow again in Christ. May God have mercy on your soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, praise the Lord, you may be seated. We will have our prayer time. So I'm just going to read this here very quickly. I pray for Linda Clemenson, who underwent back surgery 4 days ago, has not regained consciousness since that time. She had anesthesia. She never came back out of that. So we want to pray for her. And we have here, let me just get this in order. This is from Pakistan. It's an assistant pastor named Navid Salom. Greeting in Lord Jesus Christ. I belong to a Sukkur Sindh, Pakistan. I'm an assistant pastor in my Bible-based church. I read your website. Your work is very encouraging and blissful for us. My prayer request is we want to extend our work, and this is evangelism in Muslim people. So please pray for us that we can start this. Pray for Michelle Gilman. She's traveling with her husband to New York on a business trip. She would like prayer for smooth and safe travel, including the flight. She's also requests prayer for them to have victory in their business and all activities. And this is a prayer request from Constance. My sister-in-law, this is from the East Coast someplace. My sister-in-law is in and out of the hospital with fluid around her heart. Diabetes, and now an ulcer in her stomach. She's 65 years old. Her name is Christine Faye Burge. Onsumat medicine had been healed with Benny Hinn Ministries. She's been to Benny Hinn, but now she needs prayer and healing. Please also pray to bring healings for her son, who is so unsettled with job, life, and substance. That's Adrian Sean Derek Road. He's 40 years old. Pray for my granddaughter for healing of mine to respond with us from Washington Jefferson at Pittsburgh. So we're going to pray for this family. Pray for our ministry. Pray that people are willing to give up their grievances and forgive. We have a lot of unforgiveness in this church. A lot of unforgiveness. And we're sitting in clay because of that. Pray that God will send more people to our church in Sacramento. And also we need to pray for our finances. We have some desperate needs, and I didn't want to talk too much about it today. But if you can help, you're watching us, we need everything we can get our hands on. And then finally on the oil. The excuse for driving up the oil past Friday was that the CIA released the news that Osama bin Laden had been planning to have his terrorists hijack oil tankers and blow them up. The greedy banks decided this threat was enough to put out the scare and drive the price of oil. Early in the week, oil had been down as low as 97 per barrel, but the fearmongers drove it up to 110. This is 35 cents higher than a week ago. The worldly manipulators are bent on destruction of our society, and the weapon available to Christians is prayer. Let us use it so that God can deal with the issue. Those of you that like to pray with us, come on up.
Father God, we lift up this family from the East Coast, and they're the one sister-in-law that's on so much medication, she don't know up from down, it sounds like, here, according to this paper. And I thank you, Father, that you would be able to enlighten the mind of this family, that it's going to take getting into the Word of God and understanding to be healed. And so we thank you for that, for the entire family, for soul healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come all now to you to pray for this lady, Linda. And I know that it's not your perfect will that she should lay in coma so many long time of years where she can be completely set free. Now, I don't know if she's saved or not. Is she saved? Good. Sorry. Praise God for that. She's saved. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, your will be done in this Linda's life. I don't know anything about her, but you do. And so I thank you, my Heavenly Father, you are able to raise her up from that position. And you are able to raise her up from the bed. I have seen people being raised up from the bed when we have prayed for them. And you can do the same thing with her. And I praise you, Jesus, that she will be raised up, God. Thine will be done. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father. I don't know why she ended up in this position, but you know the answers to it. And I do believe that you can move away this mountain that stands in the way for her to lay there in coma when she can rise up from the bed. So I thank you, my Heavenly Father. I give you the honor and glory of what you're going to do in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come to you tonight, or today, Lord God, and we just give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord, that you are going to take care of this situation with the oil prices and the people that are trying to drive them up. Lord God, we pray that, Lord, that you will intervene in this situation. And the prices were starting to go down last week, and now they're coming back up again. And Lord, we pray that you will intervene in this situation and you will drive these prices down, Lord God. And we come against the CIA and we come against the oil gangsters and we come against all the people that are trying to drive the prices up. And we come against the people that are in the stock market that are trying to make money off this situation. We come against them all. And Lord, we pray and ask you to intervene in our behalf and get these prices lowered down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Michelle Gilman and Jack. And as they are going, O Lord, to New York, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you give them a safe trip. A safe trip to New York and a safe trip back. And a wonderful stay there. And we pray, O Lord, that they will accomplish the purpose that they are going there for. And we thank you, Lord, let Jesus Christ be in the center of them as they travel. Let them, O Lord, speak of you, pray, meditate upon you, and let it be, let Christ be in the center of them as they go and as they come in. And we pray, Father, for a spiritual renewal in both hearts. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and realize that he is their priority. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Let them honor the Lord our God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and have a wonderful spiritual experience, Lord, as they go to New York and back home. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory in Michelle and Jack's lives, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to lift up to you, since we're talking about people in coma. Oh, Lord, we pray for this man a few times that he's in a convalescent home. He is in a coma for over 2 years. This man is from India. He accepted Christ in his heart as his Lord and Savior. The same thing with his wife. They're both from India. They made the profession of faith. They renounced their religion and they became Christians. And now we ask you, Lord, for mercy and grace in this time of need, that you raise this man up, we pray, Lord. Raise him up, heal him, Lord, we pray, that he can proclaim your marvelous works. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Father God, we lift up Naveed Saloom from Sukkur Sindh, Pakistan. He's a pastor and he gleans over internet and the website from what's being taught here. We thank you for that, that that not be deleted. And he wants to become an evangelist in his group in with Muslim people. And we pray that you give them the anointing and the power of God through the Holy Spirit. And we pray that you encompass them about with your holy angels of safekeeping, that they not be turned into the authorities and get their heads lopped off. We come against that in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that that evangelism will go from person to person. You'll line them up, have them right ready in front of them, just like you do Satiris and I here. You line them up and they're ready. And we thank you and praise you for that anointing for the persons that they'll deal with and the anointing and the power to come over them. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, Lord, for everything you're going to be doing there. Amen.
Father God, once again, I lift up this church, this family of believers, and Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, that you have named it. And Father, it should bear all of the personality of Jesus. And Lord, we just lift up every person that's associated with us or that ever has been associated with us, cyberspace and everything else, and all of our members here that are present or not present. We lift them up, Lord, and we ask you in Jesus' name, we command and break the bondage of unforgiveness over this church. Amen. And we break that bondage of unforgiveness over each individual, all the way down to the littlest child. And Father, we ask you to help us to live forgiveness and show each other the forgiveness that we want for ourselves. Yes. Father God, let us not be harsh on anyone or think ourselves better than them, but let us all be considerate and understanding that everybody isn't at the same level and they don't have to meet my standards or these standards, or this one or that one, but they have to only meet your standards. And we aren't the ones to judge them and tell them what that standard is. You will tell them. Father God, we are to love them. We are to accept them. We are to live the life of Jesus before them that they can emulate it. And Father God, we ask you to help in the finances of this ministry. Lord, if there's anything blocking, spiritually blocking our finances in any of us at all, Lord God, please point it out to us. Please show it up so that we can take care of it and deal with it, Father. And Lord, we know that as you can heal individuals, you can heal this body of yours that belongs to you, Lord. and make it whole again. We don't want a sick body. We want our body to be like yours, Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for individually hearing our prayers and corporately. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that the prayers on the altar, the smoke is going up before you. And in due time, we know that each prayer here will be answered. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, is there any testimonies this morning? Okay, Reggie.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Reggie Shin, and I wanted to come up here and again thank Pastor Terrell and Aina, his wife, for helping me get healed in 1988. And everything that Pastor John said, absolutely true. I was in a coma for 3 weeks. We had the American River Hospital here in Sacramento. I have memories of that. I would wake up for maybe a couple hours and then go back to sleep again. And I did have my hands tied on the bed, which was very aggravating for me. I would sometimes work it loose to have one hand free. And I remember talking to people that came in. Pastor John mentioned the name of Gordon Ginn, Reverend Gordon Ginn, lives in Hanford and still doing very well. I met Pastor John in 1979, and Aina came over to the house one day, and somehow or other I just felt that this is a good man and a good woman. And I've been supporting this church ever since. No matter where the church was physically, I supported Pastor John and his wife, Aina. And you can see that I'm very glad that I did. There's a great deal, the power of prayer. I see it in this church every week. I recall last week, I think it was Lois who made the prayer for the gasoline prices. And she said, confuse, Lord, confuse these speculators. And Ann and I just returned from Fresno. And the prices, the further we got from Sacramento and closer to Fresno we got, the lower the prices got. And there was a 15-cent difference between the prices here and in Fresno. I think it was about the lowest price I saw was $3.82. And as I came back here, I noticed the price stationed over here this morning was $3.99, I believe it was. But that was the best prayer that we've had, was to confuse those speculators. And we've seen lots of healings that have come from our prayers. I do say, and I say this jokingly, and I say it seriously, that this church has a good communication with the Lord, as Patton would say about his weather manager, who recalled the story. Well, I had spinal meningitis, but at the time nobody knew what it was. I had several doctors that were looking after me. I was in intensive care at the hospital here, and they decided to send me to Sanford for a second opinion. So I spent 1 month at American River Hospital, and then I spent 1 month at Stanford. I had good support from my family. My children were down there every day, not the same children necessarily, but somebody would be with me every day for 1 month. And Richard, who's been here at this church a number of times, was my best supporter. He was trying to get me to eat. I lost a lot of weight. I was down to 147 pounds. And The Lord played a very important part in my life. I was working at the time, and I had to take leave. And finally, I came back here for another week. And to my surprise, they released me, sent me home. They had discovered from the Center for Disease Control that I had the spinal meningitis. They were never sure if that was a problem with me, but it solved the problem, and I got well and spent 2 months at home in recovery. When I went back to work, my face was shallow and I was thin all over, and people looked at me as though they were seeing a ghost. And I fooled them, because there was a lot of speculation about whether I was going to be able to return or not, as Pastor John mentioned. I returned and had the help of the Lord again not too long ago. In 2007, I was getting very weak. I went to the doctor here in Sacramento, and it's another story. I met this doctor on the street. I had a cap on at 7th Air Force, and he came up to me and said, "Who's been in the 7th Air Force?" I said, "I was." And he said, "Well, I was too." He was in the 7th Air Force during the Korean War and fought a couple combat missions there. So it was several years later that I kept his card, that I called him up and we talked again, and I became his patient. Well, he sent me to the right doctors. I've been seeing doctors ever since, but to the right doctors to heal me. And prayer means a lot, and having the right doctor is very important. Doctors can be so far apart on their analysis. And I'm just glad I'm here, glad I can support this church, and glad I can send the churches on all these Sundays. And you have a wonderful pastor, and he's truly a lover of the Lord. So stick with him, come to church, and be part of this whole process here, because I think this is the heart right here of Sacramento, my opinion.
Okay, thank you, Reggie. Okay, Irene.
Good morning. The Lord, I just have a testimony to share, but I wanted to first read a scripture, actually a couple of scriptures. One is in Romans 8 that says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." And the other scriptures is in Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live in this body, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." You know, you can be a very religious, fleshly Christian and try the best to fulfill the will of God. But we cannot do it unless the faith of the Son of God is in priority in our life and release in our life in one unity with the Spirit of God. Our spirit and Jesus' spirit, we are one according to the Word of God. But many times what happens is the flesh comes there and separates. It's like that two-edged sword that says the Word of God can do only that division between the spirit and the flesh, the bone and the marrow. And I realized that all my effort in the natural, by my own good intentions and even effort, will not do the work that only Jesus can do. And I pray, as even as I heard today, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's the one who casts out the demons. He's the one who do all the work that needs to be done in our life, but it's only Him. And I just pray as a testimony. Yesterday, as I was walking and praying to the Lord, I said, Lord, today, as of this day, and I just marked the date and the time, I said, I have to release this situation to You to work it through me by Your faith, because I don't have any more, my own faith to be sufficient. And if Your word is true and Your word is truth, in this Galatians 2:20, it says that we can live by the faith of the Son of God. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He can do the same thing in our lives and through our lives. And it's a hard work of the Spirit of God in our spirit to separate us from that flesh that always wants to live, that carnal man that always want to do what they know is right, but they can't. I mean, my old man cannot do it. Only the new man in Christ and through Christ. So I just wanted to say that I appreciate every word and every testimony, and even the testimony of those who are able to receive Jesus in their comatose state or in any dead state, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. It is God and Him alone who can give life through Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank you.
A few minutes ago, when prayer time was up at hand, we prayed for Linda Clementson. And Linda has been in the ICU unit. Rick, her husband, and Linda came to visit our LJC one time about 25 years ago. And they had called me, Rick had called me when she was still comatose yesterday to ask for prayer here at the church. And he just text messaged me and said, thank you very much, because I had texted him earlier, right when we were praying for her. I told him that it's going out across the World Wide Web. And I want to thank everybody in our listening audience out in the worldwide reach that we have for praying for her. He says, thank you very much, and tell everyone, thanks for all the prayers. His son Jay and he are in the ICU right now, and she is more alert and opening her eyes and recognizing them. She's still having some problems with withdrawals because she had been on a lot of pain medication because of that back pain that the surgery was required to correct. And they're calming her down from that. But she's come out of the coma enough that they're seeing this other stuff going on from the withdrawals. So apparently she has achieved consciousness. And thank you very much for your prayers.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? We had some good testimonies today. Okay. Father God, thank You for this day and for the Word. We thank You for the opportunity to be here. We thank You for the testimonies, Lord. And we just give You praise for all things. We thank You for guiding us and leading us throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.